Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog. MeWe group, Facebook group, Discord server, this podcast, I mean, come on, it's like an empire, I tell you. So today, I kind of found out that I'm going to be involved in a AD&D first edition related project. And it's not as huge as any of you might feel my involvement is going to be. And I hate to be just a little tease on that, but no official announcement yet from the people that really run this project that's coming up. So, and any hints I get, somebody's going to guess it right off the bat. So I ain't going to give you any hints. Tough nookies. You might find that. You know what? You're going to find that in a few days anyway. But in any case, I hate to be the one that talks about a game system or a movement or whatever, right? And from a position of, in theory, knowledge. And then you hear somebody spew something and you're like, wait a second. You know better, right? Like, there's nothing more frustrating than hearing somebody, because, you know, they play a doctor on TV or whatever. Like, yeah, hey, I have a podcast, which means I should know what I'm talking about. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. So, yes, there are times I don't know what I'm talking about, and I appreciate the corrections when they come in. But if it's something like, I don't know, AD&D 1E, I want to make sure I'm talking about the right stuff. But not only that, I want to look back and see the genesis of 1E. And unlike today with social media, the internet, podcasts, YouTube videos, where the internet archives, you can go back and see the genesis of things as they're coming into play, right? I mean, even something like Osric, which kind of kicked off the OSR, that was a group project, right? And people were working on it, and they were talking on message boards and shit, and it was real-time communications. And when Dungeons & Dragons, the original, I guess, Wood Grain box, and then the original White box or whatever, and original Collector's Edition, when all this was coming out, you didn't have that, right? You had magazines, and when it came to Dungeons and Dragons, you know, any inside knowledge from TSR was coming out in the Strategic Review or Dragon magazine. And I feel that's where I got to spend a little time digging back at. Now, I do have the Dragon magazine archive, 250 issues of Dragon magazine, and I'm breaking these out, and I'm going to go through them, and I am going to look at the issues of Dragon that start talking about the genesis of 1E, and what I'm doing it. Oh, look at that! I also got I always call it Faultus. Patolis, the Monte Cook city setting. I have the bonus material on disc inside this one. I guess I really don't have too many discs that are tabletop gaming related. I think I have one of the Goodman Games PDF releases on jewel case. Oh, Jesus, don't fall on my thing now. Jewel case PDFs. Now, the issue is I had to break out my DVD player to read these PDFs because Apple and its infinite wisdom. I'm sure a lot of computer manufacturers have followed this. Is no longer building DVD or CD players, recorders into their computers, because, you know, who, everybody has to download stuff off the internet, right? And that's true to some extent, but it's a legacy. And here, it's weird to say that, right? Like, to get the legacy material on Dragon Magazine, which I have on PDF, on CD discs, I have to get my device out, my DVD CD reader, writer, plug it into a USB port, because now that's a legacy device. So I need a legacy device to go back to read stuff that's on disc. Again, legacy, that has PDF files, that's legacy. And a lot of the stuff I actually have in print. You know, I've picked up back issues of Dragon my whole adult life when I could find them on eBay and stuff. My first issue of Dragon Magazine, it's weird when you remember this, like exactly like the first couple of issues. My first issue was ever issue 66. Then I went back like the next week to B. Dalton's out by me and got issue 65. And then somehow I missed issue 67 and I think 68. So I didn't actually have the Defender Fencer issue. Got 69. And from 69 on, got it consistently. And then I had friends that were like, wow, you're really grabbing everything you can find. Well, then they filled my holes because for them it wasn't a big deal. So I got 68 and 69 like a year or so later to fill that hole, because I figured I was the primary DM anyway for AD&D. It wasn't called money back then. Back then, it was just AD&D. But like I said, I'm going to go through these PDFs so I can put them onto my iPad and read them in bed before going to sleep, as opposed to playing some mindless game, and get my knowledge up to key. I want to see, because we don't have, back in the late 70s, right, you didn't have the internet. You didn't have this instant communication. You wanted to know about something, you had to get a magazine and read about it. That was pretty much it. There's no other way to discuss it. If you didn't have that, you didn't have anything. So, where is, I have it. I opened up a where I can't find it. I must say I do drive myself nuts at times when I try to organize stuff. Rachel laughs because she's like, my husband's not organized. What's he talking about? He can't be talking about organization. Oh, just like, I don't know what he's talking about. But I'm looking at stuff on these files, and you're seeing like, well, what's happening with Origins 79? And it's like, we're not going to talk rumors. However, we're going to talk what we've heard at from other locations who said, oh, here we go. Origin 79, to be or not to be. Now, this is Dragon issue 22, which on the cover, you know, it's great. Sneak preview of Dungeon Master's Guide. Now, you got to figure that means, and I'm only going, you know, I'm like looking at the covers of these mags, and I'm like, I obviously got to go back and see about the Monster Manual, because the Monster Manual came out in, what, 77? But I like that little thing here about Origin 79, to be or not. As this issue goes to press, we have not, received a single shred of information regarding Origin 79. Rumors, however, have been rampant, but we're not in the habit of publishing rumors. We will not share any of them with you at this time. We will, however, share with you what we feel is the most reliable account of what seems to be going on. Be advised that we freely state that some of this is unsubstantiated. All of it is the result of sleuthing we have done or deductions we have made in light of oft-conflicting stories and accounts. Don't you love it? I mean, that almost sounds like somebody making a YouTube video and going, well, right from the start, I can either confirm nor deny, but this is what I'm hearing. Find it very interesting. Now, statement of ownership. Now, this is what happens when you do a podcast and you're doing it live, and something strikes your eye and you're like, oh, shit. Well, let me take this statement of ownership and look at it a little closely. Total copies, 3,000. Paid circulation with Dragon number 22 was 1,740 back in 1979. That in and of itself is going to be interesting. This, in, you know, people judge like, well, how active is something? Well, you know, the Tankers Tavern Facebook group has over 2,500 people, and the Discord server has over 2,500 people. And now look at the beginning of our hobby. And these are numbers that you can actually look at because they it's in that publisher note. And it's like, damn. So they had 3,000 issues. Now, think about the hobby where we are now, especially in the OSR. How many people are active? Because those 3,000, multiply that by, I don't know, 10, 20. Probably for the number of players of the game, RPGs back then. Now it's insane. But, yeah, I'm going to be going through the digital versions of these Dead Tree copies of Dragon Magazine. And maybe I'll talk about it here on the podcast. I'll talk about it on a blog. But I'll certainly be prepping myself for this upcoming project. All right, folks. On that note, as always, be safe, be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.